This is Rocco Granato reporting for InLacrosseWeTrust.com. With me right now, I have assistant coach of the Drexel Dragons, Chris Collins. Chris, you came out strong in that first game for this charity event on this gorgeous day here, 13-5. Then you face Penn, coming right off of a back-to-back game, and they just kind of controlled the tempo there. What I mean, you want to beat Penn, you want to kind of get that little jab in, so to speak, but it's more about just getting the kids ready. And you have 14 freshmen coming onto the roster this year. What have you seen with them this year?
Well, now you said it first and foremost. Beautiful day for a great event. Proud to be, a proud supporter of Headstrong and everything that they do. That's the best part about our game. That's what the lacrosse world does. Switching gears, talking Dragons right now. We were really looking forward today. Only one competition this fall, so strapping it up with the 40 guys we have, and we really didn't break it down in terms of who was going to play this game, who was going to play that game. We literally, lined it up and just one shift after another, rotating everybody through. Had a good look at the 14 rookies that we had today, two new draw guys. We gave some looks with two new goalies today. Gave our starting goaltender the weekend off. Rest them a little bit, but looking at it, the two games we had, definitely some good things. The best part about October is we're still undefeated right now, and we've got some time to put in some work. And that's the best part about October is the kids learn the system, learn our terminology, embracing the process, and getting ready to go. Big year for us. This is the 75th anniversary of our Drexel lacrosse program, so we honor it every year, but this one, most importantly, definitely a special year for us, and today starts it, so it's great to get her going.
Now, let me switch gears again, and we'll go towards the NLL. Just had the draft about a month ago, and again, another Dragon goes to the Rush, this time Saskatchewan,
yep,
instead of Edmonton, but he will be rejoining Big Ben McIntosh and Robert Church. What does that say about this program? In the last, I believe it's been 4 years, you had Robert go over to Edmonton, Ben go there, and now that they moved to Saskatchewan, so the same organization. Yeah, Mason went there. I mean, it's just, and then let's not forget Mitch Desnoux, who's with the Buffalo Bandits. I mean, it's just, what does it say? I mean, just those names off the top of the head.
We've been very fortunate. We've got a good number of pro guys, good number of guys playing in the league right now. It's for our program, it's really special, Obviously, the kids have a great career, and to graduate and to move on, to the next level, and traveling throughout the country and playing ball, and that's what we want to see out of our alums. It definitely makes us proud. It's a big part of recruiting for us as well. But to have those guys, to win titles, to compete, it's great for us to see those guys who've rocked the blue and gold, and now they're up wearing pro sweaters. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you look at it where Robert goes there, Ben goes there. They won two titles back to back right now, and people look at their bios. They won two titles. They both played together through high school, college. They look at the college. Oh, they both went to Drexel. Now you got Mason coming on. Oh, another Drexel. It's got to be putting this university out there where nobody really knew anything about Drexel lacrosse before. Now it's becoming more and more, I guess you could say, up on a platform.
Yep. For us, call it free marketing, if you will. Again, all those guys, they know that when they leave here, they will forever be ambassadors, of our game and of our university. You nailed it. It's pretty cool to have those guys, not only playing at the next level, but winning titles and doing it together. Very seldom does that happen. Or are you able to say, I get to play with my best friend at the next level and to do it in college and to do it pro-wise. And those guys are very fortunate. They are, like I said, great ambassadors for us. Best part about them is they're great teammates. For them, for them to be able to continue to do it together is pretty cool.
Right. And like Cheryl was saying today, it's more about the teams just coming together, like one big lacrosse family here. everybody's out here. You know, they're playing their game. It's more or less about to get loosened up and ready for the actual season. You're not going to see a team like Syracuse bring their A game, you know, out here. They want to work out, you know, work off the rust, or, you know, get the legs, you know, stretched out, freshmen and people that are just coming on board, just like you guys are doing and everybody else.
It's, you know, the best part about the fall is, you know, you look at our roster, you know, the guys coming back, we know what they can do. You know, we want to see the young guys mix some combinations, get in there, you know, put them through some scenarios, some situations that, you know, that they've never been in before. That's the best part about the fall is, you know, it's a win-win. And, you know, lucky for us, we were able to get two good competitions in today and, you know, get ready for January, which will be here before you know it.
Yep. All right, Chris, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out. Good luck this season, and I'll see you in January.
Rocco, as always, it's a pleasure.
All right, take care. All right, this is Rocco Granato again reporting on the campus of the University of Pennsylvania, where Drexel split both their fall games, 13-5, a victory over Quinnipiac, and a 12-5 defeat to the University of Penn. And as Coach Collins said, this is more or less just to loosen up the legs, get the 14 freshmen that are on this roster out and about, get them used to this type of setting, this type of game, and to see what they have and put them in different settings out there on the field. So again, this is Rocco Granato reporting for InLacrosseWeTrust.com.